Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start our study.
Lord,
we want to thank you again today for your goodness to us.
主啊,我们今天再次向感谢您的良善。
We're at best a very feeble people. So much we need your help and protection and care.
所以我们都是一些非常软弱的人,我们需要您的保护和您的爱护。
And today, Lord, we're going to be studying again about the people who believed God.
所以今天我们要再次学习那些信神的人们。
And Lord, we want to believe God too.
所以主啊,我们也想要相信神。
And we remember the man who said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
所以我们记得那个人说呢,主啊,我是小信的,帮助我更多的信。
And so we say, Lord, we believe you a little. Would you please help us believe you more?
所以我们说呢,主啊,我们只是相信您一点点,求您帮助我们相信您更多。
And so we turn again to your word and to your truth and ask your blessing upon us.
所以我们现在转向您的话,转向您的真理,祈求您的福气赐在我们身上。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to every one of us, Hebrews. Chapter 11.
再次欢迎大家，大家可以翻到希伯来书的第十一章。
And we've been studying about the faith of Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Sarah.
所以我们一直在开始学习那个亚伯的信心，以诺的信心。 亚伯拉罕的信心，然后以撒，还有Sarah。Now
we're down to verse 24. By faith Moses.
我们现在学到第24节，就是说摩西的信心。Moses
was an amazing man of faith.
所以摩西是一个。 非常神奇的有信心的人。
Verse 12 says, or 24 says, By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
第二世纪说呢,摩西因着信长大了就不肯成为法老女儿之子。
I want you to think about that now. Moses had to decide.
所以呢,你去想一下,摩西呢,他必须做出决定。
He was somewhere up to 40 years old.
所以他40岁之前呢,他是在一个地方。
His was the position of the greatest of privilege.
所以呢,他在 他的位置是一个有极大的特权的位置。
He was either in line to become the Pharaoh of Egypt, or he would be part of the family, and he could work and exercise power and glory, or he could take early retirement and relax and have everything that heart could wish.
所以呢,他有可能呢,当时摩西呢,有可能是 法老的继承人之一,他也可能就是留在皇宫里去玩弄那些权术,让自己得到荣耀,也可能就是说早早就退休了,就是说能够得到财务自由,这就是所有的人心,你想到的东西他都会有。
And he chose to forget all of that and become associated with the slaves.
所以呢,他选择了放弃了所有的一切。 然后选择和奴隶们在一起。
And that's an amazing thing.
这是一个很神奇的事。
There were many men like that down through the history in the Bible and through history in the church.
因为有很多是像这样的人，就在圣经里，也在教会里面有很多这样的人。
There was a man by the name of C.T. Studd.
有一个人，他的名字叫C.T. Studd.
He lived in England in the 19th century.
所以呢，他在19世纪的时候住在英格兰。
He was born extremely rich.
他出生的时候呢，极其的富有。
He had many abilities. He became one of the most famous athletes at the university that he attended.
所以呢，他有很多的那些特长。当他在那个大学的时候呢，他是一个非常有名的运动员。
He could have done anything in life.
他在他的人生中，他想干什么就干什么。
He trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he said, I am going to be a missionary in China.
因为他信了主耶稣基督为他的救主以后呢，他说我要到中国去做宣教士。
He gave up all the privileges of wealth and power and glory and fame and went to a country who didn't understand any of it. To tell
him about Jesus.
And frankly, many of you are here today because of the ministry of that man of God 150, 200 years ago.
因为你们中间很多人今天能在这里呢，很有可能就是一百多年前这个人在中国传道的后果。
Why do people do that?
人们为什么要那么去做呢？
Very simple. They believe God.
非常简单，他们信神。
That's the only reason you do it.
这是唯一的原因你这么去做。
You don't do it for the good of your health. You don't do it to make money. You don't do it to have pleasure. You do it just because you believe in the God who wrote the Bible and keeps his promises.
你做这些呢，并不是为了你自己的健康，也不是说为了去赚很多钱，也不是为了你自己的快乐。你做这些呢，所有的一切是因为仅仅是因为你信神，你要更多的人信神。
Now remember that verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
大家记住第六节讲到的就是人非有信，不能取悦于神。
That means if you do have faith, you do please God.
这个意思呢，就是说呢，如果你真的相信，你真的会让神喜悦。
That's wonderful. Imagine a man, a woman like you or me being such that we can actually please God.
这个是很美的。如果说想象一下，你用我一个男人或者一个女人这样的人，可以去让神喜悦。
And so Moses affiliated with the people of God. Verse 25 says he chose to be mistreated or suffer affliction along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
第二十五节说呢，他选择了和那些人在一起。他选择了以后呢，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
Are there pleasures in sin?
最终有乐趣吗?
The answer is yes, for a very short time.
答案当然是的，那个乐趣只是很短暂的。
That's why people engage in sin, because for a very short time, they feel better.
这就是为什么人们呢喜欢罪，因为在非常短的时间里他们会感觉很好。
The man will drink too much alcohol because for a short time he feels good. After a while, he feels sick, got a terrible headache, all kinds of problems come, but for a short while, he feels better.
所以人呢喝太多的酒喝醉了呢他就在当时呢他会感觉短暂的时间会感觉很好，然后以后呢他就会感觉身体不舒服，然后会头疼。
The question is, how long is a short while?
因为问题是这个短暂的是多长时间呢？
So a drunkard says, well, I will feel better for a short while, maybe a few hours.
所以那些醉鬼呢说呢我会感觉很好，可能会就几个小时吧。
Moses said, I'll suffer affliction with the people of God for a short while, maybe 80 years.
所以呢，摩西说呢，我要和神的人一起受苦害，可能是很短的时间，但是呢，那这个短时间可能是80年。
Now Moses has been in heaven for 3,500 years now. He's beginning to realize that 80 years is a pretty short time.
所以呢，从摩西去天堂到现在呢，可能有350年。所以呢，摩西认为这350年和那个3,500年可能和这个80年比起来了，那80年就很短的时间。
Verse 26 says, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Imagine. Because he was looking ahead to his reward.
26节说呢，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Okay, you think he made a mistake?
你认为他犯了个错吗？
No, he didn't make a mistake. He had respect to the reward that he was going to get.
对，那他根本就没有做错事，因为他看重所要得的赏赐。
And so, verse 27, by faith, he left Egypt. Not fearing the king's anger, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
第二七节说，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
It's true, isn't it? You've never seen Jesus Christ.
这个是真的，是不是？你从来没见过主耶稣基督。
He's invisible.
他是看不见的。
But you believe him.
但你信他。
And that was Moses. Moses said, I haven't seen him, but I believe him. He probably was rather impressed when he got 40 years later to the burning bush. And he saw the bush burning. He spoke to him. He hadn't seen him, but he'd spoken to him.
这就是摩西说我没有见过主，但是我相信主。这就是那个40年前以后，那个摩西来到那个烧着的荆棘里面，因为当时呢在燃烧的荆棘里面主跟他说话，他也看不见主，但是他信主。
And then out of all the events of Moses' life, verse 28, he said, by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood.
因为第十八节继续说呢，摩西呢，他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼。
Now, most of the miracles that Moses was involved in were pretty simple.
所以呢，很多神迹呢，在摩西所涉及的里面呢，都是非常简单的神迹。
He and Aaron simply held out the rod, and the waters of Egypt were turned to blood.
所以他和亚伦呢，只是把那个杖插到那个尼罗河里，那个河呢，河水那简单的就变成了血。
He held out the rod, and the lice came up, and the frogs came up, and darkness came down, the plagues were pretty easy.
所以呢，挪西呢，就把那个帐敲一下，然后呢，那些青蛙的灾害，然后那些其他的灾害、死灾呢，很容易的就发生了。
But the Passover was different.
但是呢，逾越节却是不一样的。
In the Passover, you had to kill the animal, you had to take its blood, put it on the outside doorposts and on the lintel. You had to do a lot, you had to do it right, and if you didn't, the eldest son in the family could be killed, would be killed.
因为那个逾越节呢，这个仪式呢，才不那么简单。你要首先呢，要杀一只羊，杀了羊以后呢，要把你的那个羊的血涂在那个门框上面或者门框的门楣上面。所以这样呢，如果你这么做，你做的对就可以；你如果做的不对的话呢，有可能你家里的长子就会被杀掉。
Other plagues were easy because the children of Israel didn't have to do anything.
因为灾呢是非常容易的，因为以色列人当时他们不需要做任何事儿。There
was the plague of darkness. There was darkness all over Egypt. All the children of Israel had to do was stay home, and they had light.
因为那里有一个黑暗的灾害。 这黑暗的灾害呢，当时地球上每一个地方都是极其的黑暗。那么以色列人他们需要做什么？他们什么都不需要做，他们只要待在家里就行了。他们家里却有光。But
on this occasion, each family had to take a lamb and slaughter it and apply the blood. They had to do the work.
在这个逾越节里呢。 以色列的每一个家庭呢，他们都必须要杀一只羊，然后把那些血放出来，所以他们必须要去做事儿。And
it's probable that some of them said, "Oh, we don't have to do that. God is very gracious. He will understand. I don't need to apply the blood to the doorposts and the lintel."
当中呢，有些家庭可能会这么说呢，神是蛮有恩典的。 所以呢，我们不用那么去做，不用完完全全按照神说的那样去做。我们也不用杀只羊，也不用把血涂在门楣上。God
said you must. Sorry, Moses said you must do it. God has said He will punish you if you don't. Your eldest son will die. You must do it.
所以摩西就跟他们说呢，神说你们必须要那么做。你们如果不那么做的话呢？ 你们家里的长子就会被杀掉。And
so it was faith that caused him to do it and to encourage all the others to do it as well.
所以那是迎着信，所以摩西那么去做，所以他也去鼓励所有的人那么去做。And
the result was at the end of verse 28, so the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel.
第28节的后面说呢，那个灭长子的就不会临近以色列人。Now,
verse 29 is also significant. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land.
第29节也是非常重要的。他们因着信呢，过红海，如行干地。But
you have done it?
你想那么去做吗？
Let's pretend one day that you want to go to West Vancouver.
所以呢，我们假设有一天呢，你要去西温。And
the Lions Gate Bridge is closed.
所以呢，石门桥关闭了。And
all of a sudden, the water under the Lions Gate Bridge separates, and there's dry land. From Stanley Park to Ambleside.
所以呢，那个石门桥下面的那海水呢，突然呢分开到两边，出现了干地。 从那个 Stanley Park 一直到那个 Ambassador Park 之间通过去。
Okay, and there's a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other side, maybe 100, 200 feet high.
所以呢，在这个路旁边呢有一个水的墙，这边有一个水的墙，应该差不多是100到200英尺高的水墙。
Your friend says, we don't have to wait for the bridge to open. We'll just walk through the water. Would you do it?
所以呢，你的朋友说呢，我们不用等到那个市民桥重开，我们就只是从那个干地上走过去，你愿意跟他一起走吗？
You'd say, what if the water comes down? I'm going to drown.
所以你说我怎么如果我走到中间那个水下来了，我不被淹死了吗？
Why did the children of Israel cross the Red Sea?
为什么呢？以色列人你要穿过红海呢？
Because they believe God.
因为他们相信神。
Doesn't happen otherwise.
所以呢，不会需要其他的原因。
I can imagine a lot of the people, I'm even thinking of some of the women.Who might just say, I'm not going in there.
所以我认为呢，可能当时有很多的人，也可能有些妇女说，我不想走过去。
Those people are crazy. They're going to get very, very wet.
所以那些人呢，他们疯了，他们会可能变得湿透了。
But everyone who went through the river, sorry, through the Red Sea,They were saved.
所以呢，每一个人穿过了红海的，他们都得救了。
And everyone said, no, I'm not going. They simply went back to Egypt as slaves.
所以呢，那些说我不想走过去的那些人呢，他们很简单，他们回到埃及去继续做奴隶。
What made them go through the Red Sea?It's called faith.
所以什么让这些人穿过红海呢？这个就叫做信心。
Okay, that's a lot of faith.
这个需要很大的信心。
Okay, God says, you've got to go through life.
所以神说呢，你要穿过你的人生。
And there will be days that are going to be very, very easy. And you'll go la, da, 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 da.Everything is wonderful.
所以呢，有些日子呢会变得非常的舒服，你会像说啊，滴答滴答，每一件事都太好。
That's good translation, Roy. Thank you. Okay, then there are difficult days, and that's not easy.
然后呢，有些艰难的日子，这个时候就不容易了。
And the only way you get through the day is you say, Lord, you must help me today. I need a miracle today.
所以你唯一要在那个时候要做的事呢，你就说主啊，你要来帮助我，我需要今天现在就需要您的帮助，我需要一个奇迹发生在我身上。
That's how Moses lived.
这就是摩西怎么带领他们的。
Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down.
第三十节，以色列人是信那个城墙就倒塌了。
After the people had marched around them for 7 days.
所以在他们围绕着耶利哥城转了七日以后。
What do you think the people were thinking when they marched around Jericho?
你认为当时那些人围着那个耶利哥城行军的时候，他们在想什么呢？
Well, I think after they marched around Jericho the first time and went home, some of them said, well, that was kind of dumb.
所以呢，我认为他们在第一次围着耶利哥城转了一圈，回到军营以后呢，他们说这个看起来很愚蠢。
And the second day they march around, they say, this is dumb again. All we do is go round and round, and round and round, and round and round.
所以呢，第二天呢，他们又围着城转了一圈以后呢，就说我们以这个债更愚蠢了。我们所有所做的事，只是围着这个城转了转。
And then I think many of them, as they were going around, said, "You know, there's only one reason we're doing this. God said He will give us victory."
所以呢，我认为其中有些人呢，就会跟那些人说呢。我认为我们围着城转的唯一的原因呢，就是神说了他会给我们胜利。
And I think when they ran around that last day, 7 days, they were thinking two things.
我认为呢，在那个最后一天呢，他们在围着城转着第七圈的时候，他们说他们脑子里想着两件事。
I think they probably were praying.And saying, God, this is the day, this is your promise. When we shout, you've got to bring those walls down.
我认为呢，他们在祷告，他们说呢，神啊，这个时候到了，今天就是那个日子，当我们大声喊叫的时候，那个城墙应该倒塌了。
And I'm not sure how they did it.But I think there was many, many men praying from the bottom of their hearts, saying, Lord, would you defend me today? I could get killed.
因为我不知道到底是怎么样的，但是我知道那一天呢，有很多很多的人从他内心深处在祷告，他们说呢，神啊，您今天要保护我，因为我今天有可能战死。
And I think the other thing that many of them were thinking was, I'm getting to be really tired and my feet are sore.
因为有些人呢，他也会在那么想说，哎呀，我太累了，我的腿都酸了。
Some of them said, maybe I should have stayed home today.
其中有些人呢说，可能今天呢，我应该待在家里。
Okay.Why did they keep going?
他们为什么继续呢?
They believed God.
因为他们相信神。
And sometimes you'll be tired, and your feet will be sore, and you'll say, those walls can never come down unless God moves them.
有时候呢，你也会累了，你的腿呢也会酸了。但是呢，你会想说呢，神呢会把那个城墙让它倒塌。
By God's grace, they come down.
以及着神的恩典呢，那个城墙确实倒塌了。
Interesting, that had never happened before.
所以呢，非常有趣的，从来没有这样的事发生过。
It's amazing, it's never happened since.
所以呢，更神奇的是，自从那以后再也没发生过。
You know, God often does His miracles in a way that is perfectly unique. Never seen it before, you'll never see it again.
你知道吗？神他行神迹的时候呢，通常是一个非常独特的一个神迹。这个神迹呢，以前从来没有发生过，以后也不会再发生。
I guess that's what makes you so special, isn't it?
这就是我认为这就是为什么这个让你变得独特。
God's not going to say, I've got 5,000 people here. They're all identical.
所以呢，神可以说呢，我有5,000人在这里，每个人都有自己独特的特点。
God has taken each one of us, and He's made us something unique and special, and will bring Him great glory.
所以神呢把我们每个人都造成独特和特别的，这样呢，我们就可以把极大的荣耀带给神。
How do we bring God glory?
我们怎样给神带来荣耀呢?
How do we please Him?
我们怎么让他喜悦?
Well, we believe Him.
因为我们相信他。
Just like the soldiers marching around Jericho.
就像那些战士围绕着 耶利哥城转一样。
By the way, that's the way the Israeli soldiers are trained today.
顺便说一句，今天的以色列的战士也是这样受训。
I'll tell you the story. Many years ago, I was at the winter retreat in Israel, not far from Jericho, called Masada.
所以呢，我在很多年前呢，我在以色列开了一个冬季的会议。这个会议呢，是不在在离耶利哥城不远的一个城市叫马自达。
It was way up on top of, really on the top of a mountain in the center of the valley, the Jordan Valley.
这个城呢是在一个山顶上，是在约旦河谷的中间。
It was an almost impossible peak to hike up to.
所以呢，如果你想走路上去，基本上是不可能的。
We had a tour guide with us that day.
所以那天呢，我们有一个导游。
And the tour guide said, I have to tell you the story of this place.
所以导游说呢，我要给大家讲一个这个城市的故事。
He said, when I was a young man, I had to join the Israeli military.
但是当我还是年轻的时候呢，我必须加入以色列军队。
He said, we went all through our basic training.
他说我们所有的基础训练完成以后。
And then he said, one hot day, we had to hike from, I think it was Horeb, all the way down the valley, all the way down to Masada.
所以呢，他还说有一天非常炎热，他们必须从一个叫 Horeb 的一个城市一直走到马自达。
And when we got to the base of the mountain Masada, we had to hike all the way up to the top.
所以呢，当他们到了那个马自达城市的下面的时候呢，他们要一路攀岩走上去。
He said, when we got there, I couldn't take my boots off, even if I had tried.
所以呢，当时他说呢，当他们已经爬到山顶以后呢，他甚至他的鞋他都脱不下来，尽管他尝试了很多次。
He said, my feet were bruised so badly from the hike. He said, I had blisters on my feet and I had to keep walking and the blisters burst and the body fluid came out and filled my socks and filled the laces of my boots. I could not get my boots untied.
所以呢，他说当时呢，他们穿着那个鞋登山鞋上去的时候呢，穿到那个鞋里面，它里面有那个起了血泡或者什么，然后出了很多汗，然后那些就都流出来了。流出来甚至溢到他那个蝎子的鞋带上去了，把它都粘住了，所以到了山顶以后呢，他甚至没办法解开他的鞋带。
When he said we got to the top of the mountain, they marched us all into formation.
所以呢，实际上他们到了那个山顶以后呢，他们继续的走那种行军的训练。
And he said they gave to each of us a revolver for our right hand.
所以呢，他们给每一个人呢，一个奖赏在他们手上。
And he said they gave us a copy of the Old Testament for our left hand.
所以然后在他们左手上呢，给了他们一本旧约。
And they said, now you are official members of the Israeli Defense Forces.
对，然后他们就宣布说，你们现在才是以色列军队的正式的一员。
And they said, You must now all say with us, Masada will never fall again.
所以呢，他说呢，那只整个人说，你现在必须所有的人一起说，马自达永远不会倒。
He said, you know what? We believe in Israel. We believe in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. We believe that.
所以他说，你知道吗？我们在以色列，就是IDF，这是在我们以色列国防军，我们相信他们所说的这一切。
I said to myself, you made a terrible mistake.
我跟我自己说，我可能犯了一个极大的错误。
You took the gun in your right hand and the Bible in your left hand. You should have had the Bible in your right hand and the gun in your left hand.
现在他们应该把那个枪呢拿在左手，把圣经呢放在右手。
But they did that because they believed in the land of Israel that they were in.
所以他们这么去做呢，是因为他们相信他们在所在的以色列的这片土地。
Now we have far greater promises than they have.
因为我们有更多的那神的应许比他们。
And if the Jewish people could believe God to go around Jericho and see that city crumble before them.
所以如果以色列人呢，他们可以围绕着耶利哥城转，然后看到那个城墙倒塌。
And if the recruits to the Israeli army could go on that terrible journey from Horeb to Masada under those extreme circumstances because they believed, how much more do we believe the God of the Bible?
如果那个以色列的新兵 他们可以从那个哈尔伯那个城市一直走到那个马斯达，走那么远，在那么艰难的环境下登上那个山的山顶，那么我们应该有多相信我们圣经里的神呢？
If God said to you, now you must go on a hike tomorrow, and every day we're going to go out and hike for hours and hours and hours, and the seventh day we'll just go and fight. Would you go?
如果神说呢，明天呢，你要去行军，要行军走走走走走好几个小时，走到这七天以后呢，我们就要开始打仗了。你愿意去吗？
If you lived in the days of Jericho, would you have signed up for the army?
所以呢，如果你在那个耶利哥城的那些那个时期，你会加入军队吗？
They did it because they believed.
他们那么去做，是因为他们信。And
what happened?
那发生了什么呢？
They won.
他们赢得了胜利。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, verse 31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
第31节，妓女拉合了因着信，曾和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。Just
pretend that you were Rahab.
所以假设你是拉合。And
here you are one day, and you're standing outside your house, and along come a couple of Jewish men.
有一天呢，你在你家的门口坐着，然后看见路上的呢来了两个犹太人。And
you look at them and you recognize that they are the enemy.
所以你看看看到那两个人，然后你就想起了他们是你的敌人。And
you say to yourself, what should I do?
你跟自己说，我应该怎么办呢？
Now, Rahab understood that these were the children of Israel and that they had come into the country to destroy them and all their people.
所以拿和当时知道这两个以色列人是他们的敌人，以色列人来呢是为呢要摧毁他们的城市，还要杀掉他们所有的人。
And everybody in the city knew it too.
每一个城市的人也知道。
And so you're standing there as Rahab was standing there, and you're saying, you know, this enemy, they may very well be victorious. They may win the battle. Maybe I should join their side.
因为我认为呢，那个或者你或者老何他站在那里说呢，这些人呢，他这些敌人呢，他们可能会赢得这场战争的胜利，所以呢，我是不是要考虑加入到他们那边去？
And you say, if I join their side, maybe, just maybe, my life will be spared.
那你就会说呢，如果我加入他们那一边的话呢，我的生命有可能被赦免。
And then you say, but of course, if there's war and they lose the war, the people who know that I sided with them will kill me.
那他也会在想，你说因为这是战争，如果呢他们我的敌人呢输了的话，那么我的人赢了，我们这边人呢有可能要杀掉我。
Well, I've got to decide whose side I'm on, and if I'm on the wrong side, I'm dead.
因为我必须决定，我必须要站在哪一边。如果我站错了队，我就会死。
And then she says, but maybe there's somebody on the street who can see these guys and can see me, and if I welcome them into my house,then they will go to the government immediately, to the police, and within a half an hour, I could be dead.
然后呢，这个老何呢，也可能这么去想，或者你也这么去想，就是呢，我如果让这两个摊子进到我家里来，在街上的人有可能看见我跟他们在一起，也有可能看见这两个以色列进到我家，然后他们就会去报告政府，或者报告警察。那么半个小时以后呢，警察就会来把我抓去，把我杀掉。
She says, you know what I could do? I could pretend that I haven't seen them.
他说呢，你想想，我也可以这么做，我就假装我没看见他们。
And they could just walk right by, and nobody will ever know whether I saw them or not. And depends on what's happened, but I don't have to declare myself.
那实际上呢，他说呢，有可能呢，我就让他们两个从我们家门口走过去，走过去了以后呢，我假装没看见他，那别人呢也不知道我看见他了，所以呢，我也不会出现这样的问题，如果我自己不说的话。
What would you have done?
那如果是你，你会怎么做？
But you have done saying, hey guys, come over here, I got something to tell you.
所以呢，你会跟他说，哎，你们两个过来，我有事情要告诉你。
The only reason that she welcomed those men was she believed in the God who had made promises to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all of them. She knew that God was the God of Israel, and she said, I am going to trust him. I believe.
那他那么做的目的呢，就是他因为他相信神，他相信神的应许，他相信神对那个亚伯拉罕对以撒对雅各对摩西的应许。他说呢，这个神呢，他是以色列的神，他是我们的神，所以我选择相信神。
Do you admire that woman?
你尊重这样的女人吗？
Yeah.
是。
What a woman. What a woman. She said, I believe God.
你多么了不起的一个女人，她说我相信神。
All right. Verse 32. And what shall I more say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon and Barak. Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel, and the prophets.
第32节说, 我又何必再说呢? 若要细说, 基甸, 巴拉, 三森, 耶夫他, 大卫, 萨摩尔和众先知的事, 时候就不多了。
So what are you going to do when you get to heaven?
所以你要到天堂去, 你会做什么呢?
Well, you're probably going to go to the writer of Hebrews, and you're going to say to him, okay, you've got some time now. Tell me your understanding of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel.
因为你到了天堂以后,你会找到这个希伯来书的作者,你会跟他说呢,好吧,现在你有时间了,你跟我细细说一下。
One day we'll get the divine commentary on their great faith.
所以有一天呢,你会得到从神来的对这些有极大信心的人的评价。Okay,
so if you're in heaven and there's an announcement made and it goes like this, tonight there's going to be a Bible study at the chapel on Samson and Jephthah. What are you going to do?
所以呢,如果你到了天堂以后呢,天堂说呢,他有一个通知,今天晚上呢,我们有一个圣经学习,主要是学习关于那个耶夫塔和三森的。
And in heaven you're going to say, I'm going to get there early and get a good seat. I want to hear this story.
你会说呢,那我就想要早点去。 早点去占个位子,占位子呢,我也要好好听听这两个人的故事。
What do we know about those six men and the prophets who followed them?
所以呢,你知道多少关于这六个人,还有他们以后的那些先知呢?
They all lived by faith.
他们所有的人呢,都是因信而活。
There were times when it was easy for them to believe in God.
也就是他们的人生中呢,也有容易的时候去相信神。
There were times when it was extremely hard for them to believe in God.
所以呢,在他们的人生中呢,也会有极其艰难的时刻,如果他们要信神的话。
I think of David, and he was in when he was living in Ziklag, he had affiliated with the enemy, the king of Gath.
所以我认为大卫他当时在那个时候呢,他实际上呢,他要面对很多的敌人。
And then the Philistines decided they didn't want to have him, and so they dismissed him from their army.
所以当时呢,菲利斯坦人呢,不想要他加入他们,所以把他赶出去了。
He went back home to Ziklag, and the Amalekites had stolen all the women, all the children, all those not in the army, and everything they had, and taken them off to their camp.
然后他回到他的营地以后呢,那个亚蛮利人呢,就把他所有的 在他营地里的,他的人,他的财物,他的妻子们都掠走。
And David's servants, his army, said, David, we are going to kill you. You never should have allowed us to get into this situation. We've lost our wife. We've lost our children. We've lost our family. David, it's all your fault. We're going to kill you.
我认为当时呢,大卫营里可能有些士兵呢,会跟他说呢,这一切都是你的错,因为这所有,你永远不要让我们陷入这样的境界,因为是你的错,所以我们失去了我们的妻子,失去了我们的孩子,失去了我们的家庭,所有都是你的错,所以我们要杀你。
David said, you know, you're right. It is all my fault.
所以你是这样,大卫说,你们都是对的,这都是我的错。
But the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. And he believed God even though it was all his fault.
因为圣经说呢, 他相信神, 相信主, 他因为就算, 不是都是他的错, 他相信主。
And he went out and he followed the army and they conquered the Amalekites and they got everything back and far more. And all the wives and all the children, God came and gave them everything, in spite of the fact that David was wrong.
然后呢，那个大卫呢，就带领他的人去追亚门利亚人，他追到了，把他们所有人都追到了，把他所有的妻子，他们所有人的妻子啊，家里的人呐，还有财物啊，兵器啊，全夺回来了，甚至比以前还多，所以神是。 在让保护大卫，尽管大卫有错。
Now that's no excuse to do what's wrong.
这个并不是说你有借口去做坏事。
But it's sure a great encouragement to trust the Lord, even if it was your fault.
所以呢，这就是一个很大的，对我们来说是一个激励。就算是你自己的错，你也要相信神。
What was the greatness of David's life? In spite of all his wrong, he continued to believe God.
所以大卫的伟大在哪里呢? 大卫的伟大之处就是尽管他的人生中犯了很多错, 但是他一直相信神。
Are you perfect?
你是完美的吗?
Do you believe God still? You say, Lord, I choose to believe you still. I'm not perfect. I've done it wrong. I still choose to believe you.
你为什么呢,主啊,尽管我不完美,尽管我做了很多错事,但是呢,我选择相信你。
Why? Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. But if you believe, you will please him. Hallelujah.
你为什么呢? 因为呢，人非有信，不能喜悦于神。你如果你真的有信心，你就会让神喜悦。哈利路亚。What
happened to these people who did believe him? Verse 33.
所以呢，在这些信神的人的身上，到底发生了什么呢？在第33节。Well,
through faith they conquered kingdoms.
所以他们因着信制服了敌国。
That's pretty great. And you remember the stories of Samuel and the kings, David among them, and one after another they conquered the kingdoms. Abraham did.
所以你知道吗?这些人呢,他们所有的,他们因着信心呢,从撒母耳到那个大卫,到所有的列王,还有亚伯拉罕,他们所有的人,都是因着信心才制服了列国。
They administered justice, sometimes for the widow, sometimes for the nation, but they administered justice. Hallelujah.
所以呢,他们行了公义,有时候呢,他们是在那些寡妇身上行了公义,有时候是在国家身上行了公义. Hallelujah.
And they gained what had been promised.
所以他们得到了应许.
It says they shut the mouths of lions.
然后接着说呢,堵了狮子的口。
How did that happen?
这个怎么发生的?
Well, you ask Daniel, he'll tell you.
你问大以理,他会告诉你。
And Daniel goes into the lion's den.
所以呢,大以理呢,下到了狮子坑。
And he walks up to one of the lions. And he says to the lion, he says, excuse me, but aren't you hungry?
他就看见其中一只狮子,他就跟狮子说,不好意思,你饿了吗?
And I'm not sure what the lion would have said. He probably said, no, I don't feel very right now. Maybe I'll eat some breakfast in the morning, but I don't feel like eating right now.
我不知道那个狮子说了什么,但是我认为那个狮子说呢, 我现在不是很饿,我可能在吃早饭的时候吃你。
What kind of a God rewards faith?
以什么样的神才能这样去奖赏你的信心呢?
What a wonderful God.
你一个多么奇妙的神。
They quenched the fury of the flames.
所以他灭了烈火的猛士。
Who was that?
谁是那个人呢?
Well, that was Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, wasn't it? Daniel's friends.
所以呢,这就是那个戴以理的三个朋友。
And they go into the fiery furnace.
所以他们进到火窑里去了。
And the three of them are there, and it said the furnace is so hot, seven times hotter than it should be, and the men who threw them in all burned up.
实际上说当时那个火窑呢,它有多么的热,它甚至比平常的热度高出七倍,高到一种什么程度呢? 那个把他们扔到火窑去的那些士兵都被烧死。And
the three of them get in there and they start to talk.
然后他们三个人进到火窑里去以后呢,他们开始在交谈。And
one of them says, you know, it's not even hot in here. It's very comfortable.
其中一个人说,那我认为里面应该是很热的,但是现在却很舒服。And
the other one says, well, you know what's amazing? Your beard isn't even burning.
因为我说呢,有一个人说呢,但是太神奇了,你的胡子都没烧着。And
then the Lord Jesus joins them.
然后主耶稣基督呢,跟他们在一起。And
they go over and they start speaking to them, and they say, fancy meeting you here, this is wonderful.
然后他们就开始交谈,他们说呢,跟主说呢,哎呦,真的很高兴在这里碰到你,这个太美好。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
你没有信心呢,你是取悦不了神。
You do have faith. You not only are pleased yourself, you get some pretty interesting stories to tell.
所以呢,如果你有信心呢,你不光是让自己高兴,你有很多有趣的故事要告诉别人。
And you can imagine their grandchildren coming up to them one day and saying, Grandpa, can you tell us a story about being in that fiery furnace again?
因为你想象一下,那三个人的孙子有一天呢,来找到他们说,爷爷,你可以告诉我一下,当年你们在那个火窑里被烧的那个故事吗?
It says that many of them escaped the edge of the sword.
接着说呢,脱了刀剑的锋刃。
You know, if you were a soldier in the Israeli army, you had a pretty good life expectancy.
所以呢,如果说呢,你是以色列人的一个士兵,在以色列军队里,你有一个很好的那个...
They had all kinds of battles. They won all kinds of victories, but not very many of them died.
所以呢,他们进行了很多场的战争,他们也打了很多仗,但是呢,他们的伤亡却很少。
Frankly, I think a lot of them prayed a lot.
坦率地说,我认为他们中间很多人就是一直在祷告。If
I were in the army, I think I'd go up to the sergeant and I'd say to him, excuse me, sir, but can you please tell me where the prayer meeting's going to be?
如果我是一个以色列士兵,我就会去找那个上士,我就跟他说呢,上士,对不起,你知道哪里有祷告会吗?
I think that's the most important thing.
我认为这是一件非常重要的事情。
They tell me that when Billy Graham went to university, they had a prayer club in the university.
所以呢,有人告诉我,当那个培米上大学的时候呢,在他们大学里面有一个祷告俱乐部。
And so Billy Graham said, I think I'd better join that club.
葛培米说呢, 我最好加入那个俱乐部。
And they often met for prayer at 4:30 in the morning.
所以呢, 他们的祷告会呢, 通常是在凌晨4:30开始。
And sometimes Billy Graham was the only one who showed up.
有时候呢, 只有葛培里一个人在那里。
Why did he pray at 4:30 in the morning?
他们为什么要在凌晨4:30祷告?
He believed God.
他相信神。
Did he please God?
他让神喜悦吗?
Yeah.
是。
Did God use him?
人用他吗?
Absolutely marvelous.
是。
Our verse goes on, it says, out of weakness they were made strong. Their weakness was turned to strength. And all kinds of weak people pray and end up being strong.
所以呢,这一节继续讲软弱,变为刚强,很多软弱的人,他们祷告,然后他们就变得刚强。
They became powerful in battle and they routed foreign armies.
所以这些人呢,真正显出勇敢,打退外邦的全军。
Why? How?
为什么? 怎么样实践呢?
They believe God.
因为他们信神。
All right, verse 35. Women receive back their dead, raised to life again.
35节说,
well, that happened to the women in the lives of Elijah and Elisha, didn't it?
所以这个事情发生在以利亚和以利沙身上，是不是？
They were good friends of Elijah and Elisha, and God enabled Elijah and Elisha, because they believed him, God enabled them to raise those women from the dead.
因为那些人呢,都是以利亚和以利沙的朋友,因为呢,以利亚和以利沙他们信神,所以神奖赏他,让那个 以利亚和以利沙他的那些妇女的朋友让他们死而复活。
Those women believe God.
那些妇女,
their sons back.
那些妇女相信神。
All right, what's the rest of the verse say? Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection.
这个经文的下面说什么呢?又有人忍受严刑,不肯苟且得释放,为要得到更美的复活。
How important is the resurrection?
所以复活有什么重要意义?
Wow. It's very, very important.
所以呢,复活是非常非常重要。
How important is a better resurrection?
所以呢,一个更好的复活有多重要呢?
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, will you get a resurrection?
所以呢,如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的救主,你会复活吗?
And the answer is, of course, everyone who believes him gets eternal life. That's John 3:16.
答案是当然的，因为约翰福音3:16说，每一个信主的人都会得到永生。
Do we all get the same kind of resurrection?
我们得到的复活都是一样的吗?
No. So some people are going to get a better resurrection.
有些人呢,复活后的生命呢,要比别人好一些。
How do you get a better resurrection?
你怎么得到更好的复活生命呢?
Well, these people, this verse makes it very simple. It says, others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. In the country that part of our family, Norma's family and mine, part of our history is Scotland.
And
a few hundred years ago in Scotland, there were a group of Christians called the Covenanters.
所以呢，实际上呢，在很多年前呢，在苏格兰呢，有一些基督徒，他们把他们称为是有约的基督徒。
They were Christians. They loved and believed the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们是基督徒，他们相信和爱主耶稣基督。
And some of their countrymen rounded them up, took them to the brow of a cliff, and said to them, now, we're going to either save you, or we're going to push you over the cliff and you'll die.
所以呢，当时呢，一些他们的敌人呢，就把他们绑到一个山上去，放在一个悬崖边上，说现在呢，我们可以让你死，也可以让你活。
And they said to them, now, this is what you do. If you just deny the Lord Jesus, if you just say, no, I don't believe that he died on the cross to save me, and all I have to do is trust him to be saved. They say, if you deny the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go home.
所以他们跟他们说，那你现在要做的事情呢，就是这样的。如果你不认主耶稣基督， 你否认说主耶稣基督为你而死，你相信他才可以得救。如果你否认这个，你就可以回家了。Of
course, if you don't deny the Lord Jesus Christ, then we'll push you over the cliff and you'll die.
所以他们说呢，如果你不否认你信主耶稣基督，我们就会把你推到悬崖上去，你就会摔死。So
they had to decide, what are we going to do?
所以呢，他们必须来决定，做出决定，他们要怎么做。And
this is what they thought. They said, you know, I believe Jesus Christ. And whether I deny him or whether I say I still believe him, either way, I'm going to go to heaven.
所以呢，他们是，我认为他们是这么想的。他们当时那些人说呢， 就算我现在不认主，或者说我认主，他们把我推到悬崖上去，不管任何情况下，我都会去天堂。They
said, if I deny him, I will probably feel bad, but at least I'll be alive, and when I die, I'll go to heaven.
所以呢，他们说呢，如果我现在不认主的话，可能呢我的 心里会感到难受，但是呢，起码来说我还活着。然后呢，等我活一段时间，我再死了，我还是去天堂。And
no doubt many of them did that.
所以呢，毫无疑问，他们很多人都死了。And
then there were others who said, if I stand true to Jesus, if I keep believing him in this difficult day, I will die, but I will end up with a better resurrection.
所以呢，我认为那些决定那个当时坚守真理、坚持承认相信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们在想呢，我现在可能马上就会死了，但是呢，我相信在我死后，我有一个更美的复活。
And so back to verse 35, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection.
所以这就是35节说的,又有人忍受酷刑,不肯接受释放,为要得着更美的复活。
So what are you going to get? You're going to get a resurrection or a good resurrection or a better resurrection?
所以你想得到什么样的？你想得到复活，还是一个更好的复活，还是一个更美的复活呢？
Verse 36, some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison.
第36节说,又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
And Jeremiah, among many others, spent a lot of time in prison because of his faith in God.
耶利米,还有其他的一些人呢,一些先知呢,因为他们信神,所以他们很多的时间都是在监狱里度过的。
They were stoned.
他们被石头砸死。
Lots of the prophets were stoned.
有很多先知是被打死。
They were sawed in two.
所以呢,他们呢,被那个捆锁。
What's that mean?
那个是什么意思呢?
Well, it means you lie down on a platform and they get a saw like they would use to cut some wood, and instead of cutting wood, they just cut through the person, maybe through his stomach, and then through his back, and through his spinal column, and he would die. What a terrible death.
这个被锯死是什么样的意思呢? 就是你躺在一个板子上, 然后他们用那个伐木锯木的那个大锯, 然后把你从一块块的把你锯死, 然后这是多么可怕的一个死亡的方式。
They were put to death by the sword.
所以呢,他们受试探被刀杀。
A lot of good men had, they just died because an enemy put the sword through them.
因为很多人死呢,是因为他们敌人用那个刀刺杀他们。
They went about in sheepskins and goat skins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated.
那些人有些披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受贫乏、患难、苦害。
Why did they go about in sheepskins and goatskins?
为什么他们把那个山羊和绵羊的皮披在他们身上？
Because they didn't have ordinary clothes.
因为他们没有正常的衣服。
In a hot day, you don't really want to have a goat skin for your clothes. You'd be hot and itchy, and you wouldn't want that.
因为在一个炎热的天气呢,你不想把一个绵羊披在身上,因为这样呢,你身上会痒,会非常热。
You'd far rather have a linen robe, a big flowing linen robe. The wind could go through it. You'd be nice and cool.
所以呢,在那个天呢,你最好,你需要有一个亚麻的那种袍子,这个袍子呢,那个风呢,能够吹进来,你会感觉很舒服。
Why did they wear such weird clothes? They couldn't afford any better. They didn't have a job. They were running probably every day for their lives.
为什么他们要穿那样的绵羊皮呢? 因为他们当时呢,他们没有工作, 他们受迫害, 所以他们每天都在疲于奔命。
They were destitute. That means they didn't have any money or any assets or any things at all.
因为他们穷乏,穷乏这个意思呢,就是证明他们一分钱,一点财产都没有。
If you were to believe God, could you end up like that?
如果你信神的话,你会有可能有那样的结局吗?
The answer is yes.
当然是有可能的。
The Lord in His mercy has delivered us so far from that we even have a hard time understanding it. But many believers in God suffered, and they were absolutely destitute. Some starved to death.
因为实际上呢,我们,因为神怜悯我们,把我们从那种状况下救出来,让我们远离那样的状况。但确实有基督徒呢,他们十分的贫乏,他们甚至说,当时什么都没有,一无所有。
They were persecuted And they were mistreated.
所以他们呢,受迫害, 然后呢,
and the next line, verse 38, says, the world was not worthy of them.
第38节说,
okay. They, how do we put it? The world didn't deserve such good people.
所以我们怎么说呢? 这个世界不配有这么好的人。
Sometimes people do good things for me. Sometimes you people do really good things for me.
有时候呢,有人呢,就是对我很好,就是你们在座的很多人对我很好。
And I have to say, I don't deserve this.
我会说呢,我不配你们这样对我好。
Now, these verses say that the world doesn't deserve good Christians like we've been reading about who believe in God. World doesn't deserve them.
所以呢,这一节经文说呢,这个世界不配有那样的好的基督徒,好的那些相信神的人,我们这个世界不配拥有这样的人。
The world deserves punishment. The world deserves hunger and disease and pestilence like
COVID-19. 刚刚发生的新冠病毒流行样,
but the world doesn't deserve really good people like we're reading about.
But
God in His mercy gives the world people like this anyway.
因为藉着神的怜悯,神呢就把这样的人赐给了这个世界。
They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
这些人呢,在旷野,山顶,山洞,地穴,漂流无地。
Where do you live, John the Baptist?
施洗约翰,他住在哪里?
Well, he said, frankly, I was born into the highest class in Israel. I was born into the priestly class.
因为那个坦率地说,我是出生,我在以色列人中间有一个很高的阶层,我甚至是说我是祭司阶层的人。But
as I read my Bible, as I learned the truth of God, I realized that much of the practices of the priests was wrong.
因为当我读到了圣经以后呢,我信了神以后呢,我知道很多的那些祭司他们所做的事儿是不对的。
And though my father was an outstanding priest, I could have been like him, but I told the other priests that they were wrong, and that I believe God, and they cast me out, and I live in the desert.
因此，释迦牟尼说呢，我父亲呢是一个杰出的祭司，然后呢，我也可能成为像他们那样的祭司，但是呢，我却和那些祭司们说呢，因为我信神，所以他们所做的，他们现在所实行的都是错的，所以他们呢，因此呢，就把我赶出去了，赶到旷野去了。So
the question is, John the Baptist, what did you eat living in a desert? What did you eat?
问题是呢,施洗约翰,如果你生活在旷野里,那么你吃什么呢?
He said, well, I ate locusts.
他说,我吃那个蝗虫。
Well, I've had lots of meals in my life. I've never eaten locusts.
所以呢,我吃过很多东西在我人生中,但我从来没吃过蝗虫。
I don't think I've ever wanted to eat locusts.
我说呢,我从来没想过,我要吃。
I'd rather have roast beef and cherry pie.
我宁愿吃那个烤牛肉和那个樱桃饼。
But John the Baptist lived in the desert. John the Baptist lived in the mountains.
所以呢，施洗约翰呢，他是生活在旷野里，他生活在山洞里。
When I was in Israel years ago, I can't remember precisely where it was, somewhere near Capernaum, just maybe 15 minutes to the west. But I looked on the hillside and there were all manner of caves on the hillside.
很多年前他去以色列的时候呢，他去到一个地方，那个离加百农呢，大概是不远，但是呢，是以色列西部大概是五分钟车程的地方。当时他看到那个山上的时候呢，那个山上有很多的洞。
As I looked at the caves on the hillside, I remembered this verse, and I said, Harold, that's where they lived. These people honored God, and their friends and their neighbors said, get out, run away, and for their lives, they fled, and they lived in caves on the hillside.
所以呢，我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 我想起了这一句经文，这句经文就讲的说呢，这就是当时那些信神的人他们住的地方，那些山洞就是他们住的地方，是因为他们信神，所以他们的邻居啊，他们的亲人呐、啊，把他们赶出去了，因为他们信神，所以他们只能住在那个山坡上的洞里了。
When they moved in, they probably had to kick the wild animals out.
所以呢，他们搬到洞里的时候，那么他们有可能要把住在洞里的那些野生动物赶出去。
But some of them couldn't live in caves, so they just dug holes in the ground, and that's where they hid.
所以呢，有些人呢，甚至都没有山洞住，他们必须在地上挖一个洞。因为他们这样可以藏在地洞里。
I tried that once.
我试过挖过一次地洞。
I took a shovel and I dug a cave for myself in the ground to use as a fort. And I did this at about the area of King Edward and King Edward and Trafalgar.Not far from King Edward and Trafalgar. Before there was houses there. I said, I'm going to build myself a fort.
所以呢，有一次呢，他拿了一个铁锹，在现在的这个King Edward 就是25街，还有那个 Trafalgar 那条街上，因为那个时候这里还没有建任何的房子，他呢试图用锹在地下呢挖一个洞，挖一个洞，然后给他自己。建一个洞穴，建一个堡垒。
My friend and I dug this nice hole in the ground, and then we went home. Came back the next day.
然后呢，他们在地上挖了一个洞，他的朋友一起挖完了以后呢，他们就回家了。第二天他们回来看的时候
，When we got back the next day, the hole was full of water.
所以第二天他们回到他们挖的这个洞里呢，洞里已经灌满了水。
I said, we can't build a fort in the water.
所以呢，我说呢，我们不能建一个藏身之地在水里。
Would you like to live in a hole in the ground?
你愿意在地下挖个洞住在里面吗？
Why did these people live in the hole in the ground?
为什么这些人要住在地穴里？
Because they believed God.
因为他们信神。
And they said, I'd rather be true to God and live in a hole in the ground than to deny him and not get a better resurrection.
所以这些人说呢，我宁愿就是相信神，被赶到住在地洞里，我也不愿意就是说我否认神，然后不认神，然后得一个好的居住环境，而得不到一个更好的复活。
What do you know about the life of faith?
你知道这些信心的人生是什么吗？
Well, if you believe God, then you will please Him.
如果你相信神，你就让神喜悦。
And if you believe God, he will bless you and bless you abundantly.
如果你相信神, 祂会赐福给你, 而且是丰丰富富地赐给你。
And he may give you health, and he may give you wealth, and he may give you happiness, and he may give you all kinds of wonderful blessings.
神有可能给你健康, 给你财富, 给你幸福。
And he may not. But if he doesn't give you health and wealth and happiness and all those other blessings, what are you going to get?
现在如果神真的给了你健康, 给了你财富, 给了你幸福和所有的那些福气的话, 你准备怎么做?
Something better.
你会得到更好的。
That's the truth of God. Nobody has ever believed in God and not ended up by getting marvelous
things.
The longer you wait, the better it gets.
你等待的时间越长呢, 你得到的越好。
That's marvelous. Only God can do that.
这个是很神奇的, 只有神可以这么做。
In the business world, you've got to buy low and sell high.
现在在那个生意场上呢, 你必须低买高卖。
Sometimes you buy low, and then the value of what you bought goes up and up, and you say, this is marvelous, and then all of a sudden it goes down.
有时候呢,你在低处买进来的时候呢, 那个价位呢,一直往上走,你说,哎呀,这个太好了,突然之间那个价格,砰,就跌下去了。
And you say, I should have sold at the peak. If I'd sold at the peak, I'd be a millionaire.
你说那我应该在那个最高点卖掉。如果在这个点卖掉的话呢，我现在就是个百万富翁了。But
if you believe in God, it just keeps on getting better and 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 better.
但如果你要相信神呢，这个呢，所有的情况会变得更好，更好，更好，更好，更好，更好。
And if you don't believe it, check with Moses.
如果你不信这样的话, 你去问问摩西。
And check with Abraham and Joseph.
就问问亚伯拉罕和那个约瑟。
And check with Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and Samuel and David.
所以呢,你去问一下那些叫基甸。 阿拉、三生、耶夫塔、大卫、撒母耳和众先知。
And then check with those women.
你问问那些女人。
Tortured and said, I won't receive a better, I'm not going to be spared. I want a better resurrection. I am prepared to die for Jesus.
你去问问那些妇女，她们说呢，我现在不愿意被释放，因为呢。 我要为主而死，这样呢，我可以得到更美的复活。So,
either those were interesting stories, or they're the facts.
所以呢，这些所有的呢，或者就是非常有趣的故事，或者是事实。And
if they're the facts, we're going to live them.
如果是事实呢，我们要活出来。And
if they're just interesting stories, then we're going to forget them.
所以如果只是一些有趣的故事的话,我们就要把它忘掉。But
remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
大家记住,人非有信,不能取悦于神。All
right, our time is gone again. Our stories are not finished. Our chapter is not finished. But that's as far as we've got time for today.
因为我们的时间也过了, 我们今天这一章还没学完, 所以呢，我们只是就是我们今天时间只够我们学到这里。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for telling it like it is.
主啊，我们要献上感恩，因为您告诉我们这样的事情。
And Lord, the fact is, if you don't honor faith, then we're wasting our time.
所以主啊，如果您不奖赏我们的信心，那么我们现在就在浪费时间。
But we believe what you've just said, and we believe you, and we're looking forward, Lord, by the grace of God, to a happy life and a blessed life, but especially to a better resurrection.
所以主啊，我们相信你也刚才说的，我们相信你。我们相信您的应许，我们相信如果我们相信您，我们信心在你里面，我们会得到更多的多的赐福和福气，也会得到更美的复活。
We thank you that you're a good God, and we just praise you for all that you have done and will do for us.
因为我们相信您是一个好的神，我们赞美您。我们赞美您所做的一切，我们也相信您会继续在我们身上行这样的事。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.